Next exercise is where you play on the ends. So let's go back to 80. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're gonna play on the ends of each beat. It's gonna sound like this. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I'll count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, in the other series, I talk about if the metronome is on a different setting than all four beats, like if it's just on 2 and 4. So I recommend you listen to that at some point. This is very interesting. He says this exercise can be a good indication of your level of relaxation. As you move the metronome up to faster tempos, you will find that you cannot perform this exercise unless you remain quite relaxed. Keep moving the metronome up to faster tempos and monitor how fast you can go and the level of relaxation necessary to do so. Work on this and be able to perform it at 206 without a hitch. If you can perform it at 240, you really have it. Now I'm going to try this live with you just so you can see. Now my metronome only goes up to 208, so I'm going to go to 206 and I'll see. Obviously I got to put the metronome on the ends. Wait, that's not it. That's not it. Now, it's still not locked in, is it? Hang on, I'm going to pause this for a second and practice this. All right, how about this? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2. I'm drifting a little bit, but that's so much fun to try that. I suppose one way to practice it would be to have two fingers down, right? And you're playing with two different fingers. And then you just stop the one that's on the beat. Hang on. Very cool exercise, huh? See what tempo you can get it up to. Don't miss your exit.